appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you. Hamlin, turn 257.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that snares I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Father, we thank you for the good meal we had, Lord. We thank you for the fellowship here. We thank you for the great messages we've heard. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here with us today. Lord, as we get into our work activity this afternoon, Lord, just be with us. Be in our midst, Lord. On and bless whatever goes on here today. Bless the one who's to come and give us the devotion now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Maestro, James Carter, Steve Carter, come around and do his devotion this afternoon.
I will say this before I get started. My mom said, tell everybody hello.
Amen.
I said, well, everybody wants to know where you are.
Amen.
So she says, please call me and keep me informed on everything that's happening.
Amen.
But as much as I've talked to her, she could have came here.
Yeah.
I want to read something to you before we get started. I want you to listen to it very closely. Church of the Living God, born of His love, long ere the morning star circled above, end of creation, His kingdom to build, heir of salvation and His promise fulfilled. Church of the Living God, saved by His grace.
Amen.
Joined in the blood of Christ from every race. Chosen His mercy and mission to share. Clothed in His robe, also spotless and fair. Church of the Living God, called one by one. Witnessing Christ and His will to be done. Building His kingdom on love and the right. Leading the people from darkness to light.
Amen.
Church of the Living God, pilgrims prepare. Christ has a kingdom that's eternal and fair. Riches in glory for children of men. Rise and receive Him, because He's coming again.
Amen.
1 Timothy today. I wish I had about 3 hours. I had to put all this together from a three-part series of a sermon into 10 minutes. And I know my wife is sitting back there saying, I hope it just lasts 10 minutes. But I want us to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. I want to read just a little bit. Actually, one verse. Paul is telling them how to run the church, how things ought to be done the right way. He's telling them about bishops and deacons and how they ought to act in the house of God. And in verse 15, I want to read this to you. Paul said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. My daddy taught me how to behave in the house of God. I promise you. But that's not what I want to look at. Let's look on a little farther. He said, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground or foundation of the truth.
Amen.
Let's pray. God, be with us today. Open our hearts and our minds, Father, let us learn. We thank you for the reading of your word. God, I ask you now, please be with us all. Mm-hmm. I love you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
When I preached this at Castle Chapel, I tried my best to come up with a sermon title, but I never could. So if you want to know what the name of this is, it's simply called a sermon. That's all I could think of. We live in a very singular time. We live in very pitiful times. The professing church that used to belong to God has turned into a liberal nightmare.
God help us.
For you that don't know what a liberal is, it's somebody that used to love God that don't love God anymore.
Amen.
That's actually what a liberal is. But we've gotten away from the doctrine of God's Word. It's become of not effect in our churches today. But I want you to know something this afternoon. I hope you can hear me. I've got to move around. There is going to come a time when we are going to know the difference between what is true and what is not true.
Mm.
I would hope that all of us here, especially those who have been preaching the Word of God for 1 year, 2 years, or 50 years, I hope we all know what is right and what is not right in the church of the living God.
Amen. Help us. Yes.
Carnal churches will bring in carnal pastors. Carnal churches will bring in carnal teachers and preachers who will preach doctrines that we have never heard of before in our life. I watched something the other day and a man said, if you'll send me $1,000, I'll send you a bottle of water and you will be filthy rich if you drink this water, believing that God will bless you.
God help us.
I looked at my wife and said, if I had $1,000, I sure wouldn't send it to him. I wouldn't need a bottle of that water. But I heard an old man say one time, do we weep for the cause or do we weep for the effect? Our churches have become dens of thieves. Carnality has taken over. And we need to pray that God will give all of us the courage and the might to stand up in our churches and preach the truth.
God help us. Amen.
Not what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's preach the truth that God would have us to preach. I could go on for about 4 hours, but I'm trying to hurry up.
Preach it, brother.
We should not be carried away or carried about by every wind of doctrine. The Bible says you know what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what mama and daddy taught. It's not what they believe. It's not what grandma and grandpa believe, but it's what God has taught us in here. This is what we must believe to belong to the church
Amen.
Of the living God.
Amen.
Do you know all Methodist Protestant churches don't belong to the church of the living God? The Bible also says, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. If we would spend more time working for God instead of complaining about what God hasn't done in our churches, we can make our church, through God, the church of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to look very briefly at just a few things. First of all, I want us to notice something that it's the first thing I noticed as I read this. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say churches of the living God. Does it? Did it sound like a plural when you read it? No, it did not. It meant a singular church.
Mm-hmm. Body of Christ.
God doesn't have two churches.
Mm-hmm.
How many does He have?
One.
He has
Body
one
of Christ. Amen.
Church. We may be called by different names. We may be called by different denominations. But I believe, according to the Scripture, we are to be very much separated like sheep into different folds. Yet, there is still only one flock and one shepherd.
Amen.
The church of the living God. You know what that speaks to my heart? Spiritual unity.
Amen.
Spiritual unity. There is an independency of Scripture that is to be practiced. And do you know what that is? The truth.
Amen.
The truth. How many of you this morning or this afternoon have your Bibles with you? Let me see. I do that quite often, Capitol Chapel. I'll throw in something like Matthew 35:12. And the ones without their Bible think it's there, you know? Each church is to be separate, having its own pastors and deacons, governed by the fear of God without respect of persons. And it's time we understand that God rules the church. Castle Chapel, God rules the church. Not me, and not the people that have been there for 100 years. We manage to let God rule our church. And you know what? There are no problems in our church. It is unity, it is peace, it is love, it is compassion, simply because we let God rule the church. And I will tell you this morning, if you're having problems in your church, God is not ruling your church. Paul said, I wish I had time to finish this. I got to hurry up. He said, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. But though we are separate churches, we are really but one church. There are not two lords. There are not two faiths, and there are not two baptisms. There is one church holding one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If any church does not hold this truth, they do not belong to the church of the living God.
Amen.
And every Sunday they go to church, is it in vain?
Mm-mm.
I want to read you a little quote by Dwight L. Moody. It took a little while to find this, but I want you to listen very closely. He said, if people are not one with Christ, if they are not washed with the blood of Jesus, and if they have not received His Spirit, and if they have not been humbled to know and believe Him to be the King in the midst of His own assemblies, if they have not put their trust under the shadow of His wings, whatever they may profess or believe, however they may stand before man, if they do not stand before God, they do not belong to the one church, and not belonging to that church, they cannot belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Dwight L. Moody. Though our Lord Jesus Christ has one church, I believe that there are God's real believers in every denomination. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Methodist, Protestant, or whether it's Baptist, or United Methodist, or Pentecost. But I do want to tell you this. They don't believe because of their denomination. They believe because they are a people who love God and worship God and are saved by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with denomination. What it has to do with is what is right. There is but one denomination, and that is the Church of the Living God, to which every true believer must belong. I'm going to shoot through this real fast. The church is called the house of God. Why? Number one, I believe it's called the house of God because God was its architect. As far back as you can read in God's Word, it's built after God's plan, not man's plan. It's molded after God's idea, not man's idea. It's shaped according to God's opinion and not man's opinion. God must ordain every stone. He planned the pillars. He planned the walls. He planned the pinnacles. And He planned the foundation of the church. He left nothing, nothing at all, to be made up by man. God has made up His own mind in His own words about His church. Secondly, it is called the house of God because not only did He become the architect of that church, but He was the builder of that church with His Son, Jesus Christ. Not only was He the builder, but it's called the house of God because He provides for the church. And not only does He provide for the church, but when you go into that church, God is to be honored in that church. Why? Because it's His church.
Amen.
I'm leaving out a lot. I don't want to, but I have to. Folks, today Paul told these people what to do. But the most important thing he told them was to remember that it is the house of God, the true and living God. If something is amiss in your worship service, you stop and you think and you pray and make sure that that church that you belong to is a true Church of the Living God. Make sure you know who the architect and the builder and the provider and who is to be honored there. We fuss about our churches. We do. We all do. Y'all can shake your head no, but you do. We all do. But you know what? God has placed us there in those churches to be the spiritual leaders. And folks, we cannot be spiritual leaders until we understand that it doesn't belong to man, it belongs to God.
Amen.
And whatever is God's will is what must go on.
Amen. Help us. Lord, help us. Yep.
Let's pray. Our Father, today, we thank You for these words. Father, we thank You for Paul. Lord, help us. Humble us. Show us what we're doing wrong. Lead us, guide us, direct us. Father, let us follow Your path, not ours, not man's. Lord, help us to grow and be in the church of the living God.
Lord, help us to follow your truths and your word. Be led by the Spirit in those churches. We love you, Father. Bless us throughout the remainder of this meeting today. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
The election's committed to come around and finish the election.
Call to order.
Call to order.
All of you get inside the box. All the delegates and preachers inside the box. Now,
these aren't secret ballots here, are they?
We'll put them back up yonder.
Yes.
Pass out the ballot, right? Good ballot, Bill.
Ballots?
You laying on the pulpit?
Need me to help you?
Okay. There's enough of them, huh? Four of them.
You don't need those. I don't think you'll need those, Duffy. Just need those up there.
Yeah, I reckon I'll get to take my vote this year.
If we have to tally, I'll tally. For you. I'm considering we're going to do the job for me. That's what we're going to do. What's the problem?
Give you a minute to look over the ballot from the nominating committee. It's been quite a lengthy day already. A few moments here, we'll get started.
The district or the
that stat where we elected this morning is on their community.
No minister or layman of the conference shall be eligible to serve on more than two standing committees, with the exception of the stationing and nominating committee. It's number 19. Nominating and stationing committee doesn't count in that number, so I haven't looked at the number. That's just what the bylaw says. Thank you.
to it. So the district committee does count.
Yeah.
Conflict. Brother Wayne Sellers is on three standing committees, two on the ballot. He's already been elected to the district committee this morning. So I don't know what we need to do. We're going to drop.
I need to have somebody for the campaign committee.
Start with that one.
He's already elected.
He does elect him.
Yes, that's right. So we need to
remove his name.
Remove Brother Wayne Seller from the camp meeting.
I'd like to make a nomination.
You're welcome.
I'd like to nominate Horace Austin Jr. Second.
We've had a nomination from the floor to fill that slot. Carlos Dawson, the second, our junior, has been spoken here today. But
Mark,
yes.
Wouldn't that be a conflict in that Carlos is on the Council of Business Education and they'd be the ones to meet?
We did discuss duplicity. I don't know what we decided to do there. Thomas, I think me and you had that conversation, Brother Billy. Yes, that committee is already, I believe, 14 members when you put them together. At the present time, Brother Carlos is on the Council of Education, so that could be subject to change, you know, after when the Council of Education session comes this afternoon. Could elect a new treasurer then. But he's done a great job in that position. I sure hate to not consider him for that later. You sure can.
How about Nate Sellers?
He's already vice president.
He's on the council too.
Well, it's been a policy in the past, this may be difficult in this conference, that until he's ordained in our conference, I don't know how that works with the council, but...
Different in the council, but...
I know when I was itinerant, Brother Andy told me we were special creatures and I had to sit back there and watch everything. And I'm not saying that about Brother Peter now, I mean...
The council's different because I was allowed to serve on the council.
I will withdraw that.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, I have no problem with that, but I didn't get served on anything as long as Brother Andy was alive for some reason. But anyway, yeah, we was preachers in training. We was a pit crew. We just had to watch. I think she's right myself, but I won't do them loud.
I think that's right, Mr. Parliamentarian. Correct?
Right. So Brother Peter Lanigan has been suggested to fill the...
No.
That's for council stuff. He's on the council too, though.
But that also means that we don't have to do some shuffling.
Brother Nate's on the council too, so I mean it's the same issue.
Yes, ma'am.
It was just a mental thing, but it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get something in place on that.
That is a very large committee. Well, what would you decide to do?
Until something is done officially, I think it's going to be left.
Okay.
I nominate Brother Reggie Smith.
Brother Reggie Smith?
Brother Reggie Smith.
The position on county meeting committee. All right. Brother Reggie has been nominated to fill that on the ballot. Four-year term on the ballot.
But you can vote who you want.
You vote who you like to, but Brother Reggie has been nominated.
You're talking about camp meeting committee.
Camp meeting committee to replace Brother Wayne Sellers because there was a problem with his serving on more than standing committee than he was supposed to.
Is it both other nominations been withdrawn?
Yeah. All right, any discussion on this? We'll take the ballot, sir.
That's going to be it, man. I ain't done yet.
Yes.
On the conference trustees, there's a 1 year and a 2 year. We just voted for the 1 year?
There's only two members.
That's a typo with the 1 year.
No.
Yeah, the 1 year is supposed to be for Dr. Calhoun.
Yes.
Ministers are elected, each member is elected for 2 years and it's alternating between the minister and the layman.
That's the same as the board of directors and the congressman.
Correct.
That's right. So, all right. We have four people. All right.
Thank you.
I will. Is that what y'all want? Okay. I'm excited about it. Okay. That'll be fine. Yeah. Hopefully for tomorrow at 5 or something.
Yeah, well, you would hope for tomorrow at lunch, yeah. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know if there's any more slack on that one, did he? Take it out and let me run it a different route. Let me run it on the inside. Just take it out of steam.
I'm going to ask the wishes of the conference on this. Do you wish for the elections committee to count these ballots now, or would you rather go ahead and get on with other business and let them count them later and give us the final count in the morning?
Yeah,
first later. Business set.
I'm not going to
let them
count later.
I dare you, sir. All right, all in favor of it, no saying aye. Everybody opposed?
You need to turn yours in? Bill, brother Bill.
They're taking the ballot from the side.
Who seconded that? Bubba Carter.
Okay, Bill.
Just in case it goes.
Just in case.
Just in case it goes, we can all go backwards.
That's right.
Not break a leg.
Yes, sir.
Plus, all right. 71st session Mississippi Annual Conference. We, the conference trustees, present the following findings from the hearing held on Wednesday, June 20th, 2012, at the Mississippi Conference regarding the request from Cross Point Pittsburgh Methodist Protestant Church to withdraw from the Mississippi Conference of the Methodist Protestant Church. We find that the church did not satisfy the requirements of the Methodist Protestant discipline in regarding notification, voting process, satisfaction of unpaid assessments, and other claims against the church. We therefore recommend that the request of Cross Point Vicksburg Church to withdraw from the Methodist Protestant Church be denied. And I signed it, Bobby signed it, and Dr. Thomas Calhoun signed it. And we'll take this vote to you, to the floor. If you wish to vote the same way we did, that they be denied, we ask that you stand and vote. And we'll count.
I move that we accept the findings of the trustees, of the trustees, as they have given their report.
We have to do that first.
You got to have a motion to vote on it.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a second? Second by Mark. All in favor of this, let it be known saying aye.
No. No, that's your standing vote. That we accept the recommendation.
Our recommendation.
Of the trustees.
We better stand for you.
Wait just a minute.
And that's right. Wording?
That the council accept the recommendation of the trustees.
The findings of the trustees that Vicksburg Church did not meet the requirements for withdrawal.
When we vote on this, and does this mean that we're going to take a conference for litigation to regain the properties, or what's the next step?
Yes, sir, that's probably going to be the next step.
But that depends on what they do.
That's right. Be honest with you, I really can't tell you the next step.
Mark.
According to what our lawyers tell us to do. Any discussion? Okay, let's vote. All in favor of the church be denied, vote as we voted, stand. Group 2 committees. Appeals Committee, Reverend LaDon Dawson, Reverend Ralph Jurel, Laura Calhoun, and Ann Fleming. Audit Committee, Reverend Mrs. Maxine Jenkins, Reverend Hugh Petweet, Leslie Carmichael, Susie Smith, Doyle Whitehead. Evangelism Committee, Reverend Carlos Dawson, Reverend Dan Henry, Laura McConnell, Mary Sharp, Carolyn Slater. Finance Committee, Reverend James Roy Killingsworth, Reverend Nate Ballard, Angel Hosey, Robert Johnson, DeWitt Boyd. Maternal Relations Committee, Reverend Tony Lambert, Reverend Wayne Sellers, Bill Howell, Earl Haley. Memorials Committee, Reverend Ralph Jurel, Reverend John Jenkins, Susie Smith, and Sheila Carter. Thanks Committee, Reverend Reggie Smith,
Reverend Stephen Carter, Julia Sori, Earl Haley. All right, I reckon at this time we are ready for the Council of Religious Education in their program.
They like it, bro. Is that?
Hey, my name ain't on there. He called it out, but it really ain't on there.
Calls him out.
Huh?
You chairman, man.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you got the dot by your name called you first.
Well, let me go change it. Hey, Dan. You got this thing? Yeah, I'm going to move you up to chairman.
Oh, he pointed you on it. That's what I'm finna say. I know he's coming. That's what I was going to tell him.
I'm gonna move you up to the star.
Okay.
All right. You be chairman.
That's what I'm finna have to say. He's gonna have to do something because he ain't coming.
Right. You take the star, and I'll be there.
That's what I was going to ask. Him. I said he's not gonna be
I gotta print my report out. Can I print my report out over here, Bobby? Is it hooked to the printer? You need it too anyway, so.
Supposed to have this ready for the meeting. Not come to the meeting and then be ready.
I just need one copy of it for me. It's ready. Scroll down to the bottom. Mark is.
Mark, you're president.
Okay. Maybe it's on this one. Try this one. Try this one. I did. I put the camp contacts on this one.
Council, that delegate needs to be seated and the conference delegate needs to step outside the door. If you sent the same one, just stay where you are. So just a little clarification. But we are excited. One thing that drives me all year is getting ready for Bible camp. And if you've ever been and participated in it, you know the excitement that goes on. You know that
We got a lot of young people that's on fire for the Lord, and they drive us. I tell you, they really push us to step up. They step up to the plate. I'm excited that this year we have a returning evangelist. John Nyhoff will be our evangelist for 2012 in Kenton. This past year, we had some of our good old boys, I say that, spoke for us, and one being Brother Don Dawson, our evening services, and Martin Lambert, he spoke in our morning services, and we had a 219 registered campers. Our camp has grown. Well, Brother Carlos, give me these figures, and I'm so thankful for that. 10% a year for how many years do we look back?
About 4 years.
About 4 years, we've been gaining 10%. Every year we've been getting a gain. So if we've gained the 219 last year registered campers, you see, if we stay on progression, we're moving forward. God bless it. And I don't know if y'all know or not, I've been blessed to preach a lot of revivals around in the conference and been in a lot of churches. We got a lot of young folks that's getting ready to come to camp, and they're excited about what's already going on. So, you know, folks, we need to support our young people. And whether you know it or not, our encampment in the Mississippi District is the largest outreach that our conference has.
Amen.
For our evangelism. There we are. Reaching our own and everybody under our influence. All right. And we have elections today for that. Brother Carlos is our treasurer. Brother Nate Ballard is our vice president. And our secretary is she's over here, Miss Donna Sellers. I'd ask y'all if y'all would come forward. Yeah, I'm not going to be the only one saying it. Come on down.
You going up there? I thought we was going to be down here. We're going to go up there. Huh?
I'd like to commend this group of people for the work they have. I know we have an executive board also that's in part of this, but these are the ones selected during this meeting time. And I tell you what, these guys are super. They really are. Whatever you need is taken care of. Sometimes you don't even know what you need, and then they hand it to you, and you say, praise the Lord, it's already done. I'm telling you, they work hard. We're able to meet the needs that happen, and things change all the way through. But as we come to this point, I'd like for them, Brother Nate, being our vice president, we'll give him a minute to say something, and then we'll move through, and they can tell you their heart about our council.
I shared some when I preached a while ago, or shared with y'all a while ago, that, you know, the next generation is so important. So important. You know, I know we seem that sometimes it's a sacrifice to come, give up a week, but the investment that we're making in these young folks' lives is huge.
Amen.
Huge. So just continue. I encourage you to continue to support, both financially and with your time and your talent, because it's sorely needed, and it's sorely, you know, blesses these kids to see some of their, you know, the role models show up to camp and spend time with them. So I appreciate everything y'all do, and just thank you.
Well, I'd like to say that there's a lot more people that need to be thanked than just this council that for camp and retreats and all that. There's a lot of people that help. We got two other members of this council that are elected from the conference, and they provide a great assistance and a great help to us. And then there's so many others that help. And this past camp, just to give you an example of some of the things, we had people that don't even go to our churches that have heard about our camps and the spiritual impact that we're having on our children, that they wanted to come help. And we had counselors in our rooms, helping us dean rooms, that don't even go to our churches, that came because they had heard about the spiritual impact we were making on our children. And I'm going to tell you something, that if you talk to anybody that was at camp this last year to see our kids up here, the spiritual, it was just awesome. And they were praying with each other. They were really worshiping the Lord. And it was awesome to see. It was awesome, an awesome experience. I know that You know, of course, we don't deserve the credit for that. That's the Lord did that. And he continues to do that in our children. We are just fortunate to get to serve in a capacity where we can see that kind of thing happening. And I really we love our children. We have a passion for our children, and we know that our children are not just our future, but they're our now. And we need to make an impact in their lives so that the work of God can continue, not only in our church, but in the world that we live in. I mean, this world is not getting any better without Jesus making an impact in people's lives, and we have to start with our own children. And I'd like to say, you know, as I've been on this council now for, I guess, 5 years, and in the 5 years that I've been here, I think Mark was saying we had 10% a year. That's an average. We had 1 year, the first year I was on the council, we had like 160 at camp, and then the next year we had 155. And then since then, it's increased to where this past year we had 219. And the kids are wanting to bring their friends to our camp. That's how excited they are about it. And hopefully pretty soon we won't have room for them all. It'll be a nice problem to have. And we'd like to also thank all the people that's done things to help the council that aren't a part of the council, and you know who you are. And I mean, I couldn't sit here and list everybody, I'd forget people. And we'd also like to thank people that have made have brought more convenience to the camp and things, especially like what Sharp has done with replacing all the mattresses. I mean, that was an effort that they started on their own because they wanted to see the campgrounds be improved. And also Sharp has helped put in the electricity meters back here for the campers, because we had a problem with breakers tripping and all that. And we thank people for caring about our kids and wanting to help. And if you want to know how you can help, just call one of us. Just call one of us, and we'll get you involved. There's always work to be done, and there's not enough of us to go around. And I'll quit. You want me to give this report now, or you want me to wait? I'll go ahead and give the financial report for the Council of Religious Education. When I came into this council, we had no money. We had to wait until we received monies at camp so that we could go buy groceries. That's how broke the council was. And God has really blessed us over the last 5 years, not just spiritually with our children, but also financially. The council is in better shape than it's been in the 5 years that I've been on as the treasurer. And the balance that was brought forward this year was $3,494.12. We brought in donations and registrations, receipts through the monies that were made from the canteen and meals that were purchased during the week of camp by people that weren't registered campers. Our total receipts for this year's camp was $13,409.05, which gave us a net balance of $16,903.17. And then the monies that we spent this year for food and kitchen supplies was $4,753.24. That money was for the youth camp. These figures are just for the youth camp. If you want me to give you details on receipts for the camp, we brought in from registrations and the people that when we register, they purchase T-shirts. If they're not campers or not staying for the week, they can purchase a T-shirt during that time. And we brought in $9,360.50 from that. The canteen brought in $2,221.08. We had a donation for the Wednesday meal for the Wednesday banquet from the camp meeting committee for $500. And we had a reimbursement of $600, which were funds that we had paid the previous year to the music minister that was reimbursed to us. And we had paid that because it just so happened that I can't remember the exact details of it, but it was late in the week and Mr. Quimby was not around. So we paid that money that needed to be paid, and they reimbursed us. And then when the camp was over, we had leftovers in the kitchen, and those were purchased, and that money was $147. And then we had, this year we've had people that have given donations. One donation was given by the Pearl Methodist Protestant Church. And the totals of those donations, we had another young lady that has been coming to our camp that's not a member of one of our churches make a donation. And those donations totaled up to $580.47. Expenditures, like I said, food and kitchen supplies was $4,753.24. Canteen supplies was $1,402.44. We paid $160.50 to cooks this past year. And I can tell you, I can't thank cooks enough. You know, if you go anywhere for a week and you can find somebody to cook for $160, our cooks cook for free. We paid, there was actually some reimbursements that we did, and we may have paid one of our cooks $100. But that's what that money went to, and we are so thankful to have people that are willing to sacrifice and dedicate their time to that. And so when anytime you're here at camp and you have an opportunity, thank our cooks. Thank them. Also, we went to the water park, and that was $1,427. T-shirts, we bought our T-shirts, and we certainly appreciate the work of Bob's Athletics and McGee, and y'all all know Miss Gay Fuller, Everett Fuller, and she has worked with us every year and given us a great discount on the T-shirts that we buy for camp, and it was no exception this year, the same. But our T-shirts costed $1,777.49. We paid out our insurance for 2012, $500. Our Sam's Club fee is $80 per year. For ice, was $51.81 for camp. Also, for different literature and things that we purchased from, or that we used Miss Carolyn and the Faith Press and bookstore, was $265.13, and that was throughout the year, also with the retreats and all that. The fall retreat, our groceries were $291.94, and we had KMBC come in. We were fortunate that they were able to come this year, KMBC, to our retreat. They wanted to come, and so we were fortunate to have them, and it was $350 for them to come. Our winter concert, we had a group called Crossing Over out of Brookhaven come. They were $500. And for our spring retreat, it was $371.68. And I'd also like to say the reason that you don't see any monies allocated in there for ministers in those is because all the ministers who preached those events donated their time. They told us that they did not want pay, and so we appreciate that. I can't remember exactly who. I know Nate Ballard was one, and were you the other marker? Was it me? It was me, I think. But anyway, but we appreciate the people donating. If it wouldn't have been me, it'd have been another one of you, and we appreciate y'all. And so for our total expenditures were $11,931.23, which leaves us a net balance of $4,971.94, which is about $1,500 more than we had this time last year. So the Lord has just been blessing us tremendously, and we thank Him for that, and we just continue to ask you for your prayers. We covet your prayers for our camps and for our retreats, and we also need and covet your support, not just sending your kids, but coming and helping. And we appreciate those who do that. And I know that sometimes we have Brother Wayne, I know, and Tony Lambert, and they've come and stayed in the dorms with the boys that come from their church, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that help, and it's very needed, and we thank y'all. And that's all I got to say. Don, your turn. She thinks I did enough. You want it? That's your one. I give Bobby a copy already. You got him.
I was just going to say, our theme this coming summer for camp this year is Choose You This Day Whom You Will Serve. We're continuing the same material that we had last year on choices. We just gave the new same topic so they would fill out the same material.
The same material. Did it again. Okay.
Right. Well, I appreciate all of our teachers. We have about 15 teachers. And it, you know, it's a big job. Diane's done it. She knows what I'm talking about. And the ones who are able to be here are willing to come. And I just appreciate teachers so much.
Amen.
Miss Ann Brenner has been a nurse for many years, and I found out this week she won't be here this month. It saddens me. We got a stand in, Miss Leah Hunt. Now, she was a sharp, but she'll be standing in for us, and we appreciate all those efforts in those areas. But as we come to this part, anything else we need to tell? I'm going to yield the floor to Brother Nate as we go into our election for the council. You can
hit
this part and then
you take back. Unless somebody just come
and
place it.
What?
Brother Mark has been president for 5 years now. Last year, he was vice president. But we will entertain some motions or some recommendations.
I would like to move that we re-elect every one of them.
You got that. Make that. Write that motion there.
Well, let's hang on, brother. Make that motion, please, sir.
He did. He'd like to move that we. Did anybody second it? Who seconded it?
All right. Who seconded it?
Gloria McCall. You just put second, Gloria. She's on the camp meeting. She's on the camp meeting committee.
Anybody want to discuss this? All right, all those in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
That makes it pretty easy. I think they're just trying to get out of here.
Got nothing to do, man. We appreciate y'all. We do ask for your prayers, your continued prayers. And if you can, we ask for your presence. Because, you know, you pray at home, but your presence here shows that, you know, we need you. We need you. You may not have a regular job, but your presence here is being part of it. And we appreciate that. And we thank you for everything that you have done, what you're going to do. Brother Billy, I believe you. Bring it back to you.
I'm done.
We're going to take a 10-minute recess, and we're going to come back. We've got to have any reports ready in 10 minutes. We'll entertain the callers here. I know it's staged, but we're going to have to speed up if we're going to finish.
I would like to say, if anybody has a memorial, you know, anyone passed on from your church, please turn it in to me so we can get it on the memorial roll.
I put it in the folder.
Brother Dunn, would you pray for us, please?
Father, we just praise your name for continued blessings as your children.
Yes.
How we love you tonight, today. How we praise your name for anointing, for leadership, and for direction. Father, continue to bless us that we can have hearts that are hungry to be what you want us to be, that we can be before the world a light that's shining forth. Help us to be just a mirror of our God to people, that we can let our light shine and let our love show to them. Help us to love one another with a pure heart fervently as well. Go with us now as we take a little break, and as we come back in a few moments to take care of more business. Bind our hearts together with bonds of love, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to see what time we got to be back.
10 minutes. We got a 10-minute break.
Yeah.
See, I didn't think I had
definitely ain't worth walking up and down the stairs.
I just want to sit down a few minutes.
Hit me a...